And then there was another time we went to a village, and this is a completely unreached people group in China. They have their own language, they don't even speak Chinese, and they have no concept of the Bible. They don't even know there's a God. I mean, just nothing. And so we went to them, we show up in this village, and we start playing with the kids and doing activities with them and stuff, and then we sat down with them after we had got them all engaged and playing with them, and they're all, you know, they're very receptive and very listening. It was really cool. There's probably 50 kids there that we were ministering to, and we split them up, boys and girls, and went through, each of them went through the creation cube with them.
Yeah.
And there was like, you know, 20, 25 boys and 20, 25 girls, and they're all just engaged.
Yeah.
You know, they're going through the creation cube, and they were totally engaged, watching it, you know, like, oh, what's the next picture, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, there's the next picture. And they would show it to them and tell them about it, and they're just hungry, and they're just receiving everything, taking it all in.
Yeah.
And then at the end, we prayed with them, and, you know, we did a prayer of salvation with all of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, almost all of them raised their hands, you know, I want to receive salvation. And, I mean, you don't know how many of them really did it or not, but, I mean, they're kids.
Yeah.
You know, they're kids. That's going to change them for the rest of their life.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they've never heard anything like
that. Yeah, it's far more likely to be sincere.
Oh, absolutely.
When children do that, then, yeah.
And so it was just, I'd never seen anything like that in my life. Just walking, I mean, I've been on 3-4 mission trips before that to all different places.
Yeah.
And I've never seen, like, a village just transform like that. I mean, that's almost all the kids in the whole village.
Wow.
And then after that, it totally opened up a door. And then we went in, and the parents came back from the field in the evening, and we actually met the principal of their school. And he took us into his house, and we stayed in his house overnight. And some people stayed in the school, and he cooked us a big meal for everybody, not expecting us to pay him or anything. You know, total hospitality, just received us in, let us stay there overnight.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we're total strangers. And
yeah.
They just totally received us in and took us in. And then the next morning we got up and did some English lessons with the kids in the school, and then met with the teachers and the principal and prayed with them briefly and shared the gospel with them again briefly. And, like, the whole, you could tell that the whole atmosphere in that village was completely changed.
Yeah.
Like, just, and we just showed up.
Yeah.
You know, and I know there's a lot of, because of the preparation, the 40 days of fasting and the, you know, the weekly prayer, the people that were praying for us at home, all those things are what
absolutely.
What made the difference.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
But still, it was just like, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
So, and we gave a whole bunch, I don't know how many you gave us, like a dozen or something, and we gave them all away there.
Yeah.
Some to the interpreters, and some to the churches, some to the people there, mostly
the creation cubes.
Yeah, the creation cubes. Mostly to, like, interpreters and pastors and stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
So,
I took a bunch with me to Europe, and I was giving them away to the pastors and the ministry people that we met everywhere. Yeah. Wow, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.